Welcome to the Queer Way of Life with me, Bougie. Podcast and Chill Network. I missed you, Amanda.
I missed you too, Bougie.
I missed you so much.
I missed you too, Katlego.
So today it's me and Amanda.
Yes, guys.
And obviously fishing my sweetheart, the love of my life,
Doctor
Darcy Ram.
Rakumakwe.
Ram house. Rakumakwe. No, wait. No, I repeat. Kabata Matoho. Louder. Dulcie in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Dulcie, you have saved my life.
Yeah.
You have saved. I love you so much.
Thank you.
With that being said, Kati can't be with us. He's still going through his rituals and, you know, Togoza Baba. I was with him yesterday. Should have seen you were so exhausted. Then he says, I still have to do this again. I'm like, I am going to drink, Kati. Saying what's up to the underground gang. Yeah. I'm out.
No, I also checked up on him. He's saying that he's just tired from yesterday's activity. But guys, ngabon mina ngixokeka nje kuyabanda cold front mina no Dulcie siyazithanda ngazi lo munye lapha
godoli ngathi ama gay awagodoli
ama gay awagodoli as love gay na le sibithi babe sibithi sarona ke sa tsepe
ka tsasa tau lipstick
yo le mascara li bona ri Kenya eyeshadow.
Yeah, man.
But thank you so much, Dr. Dulcie. Like, you have been nothing but a gift to the queer community, the LGBTQI community. I remember the first time I met you a long time ago.
Yes.
When I told you guys how I lost weight.
Yeah.
And Dulcie literally was the one who took me from size my babu to a size that I'm in now.
I remember you said.
Yes.
How did you do that, Dulcie?
Wow. No, I think the conversation was easy because I think you were ready. When you came, you were ready like for the process because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
And like, I don't believe in artificial things. You know, it's things that you can do. You know yourself to lose weight.
I didn't know that I was supposed to eat meat as well. I was so shocked.
No, you can just eat healthy and exercise and then you lose weight.
And before my mom passed away, it was like, I think this is getting out of hand. You're losing too much weight.
Yeah.
So how long has it been?
I lost a lot of weight and then I gained and then I lost again. Then I went back to the routine.
Because you knew the principles.
Because I knew the principles.
Yeah, exactly.
To say, right now you're getting out of hand.
Yeah.
But I like what you said. Dulcie has been one of the greatest gifts that we've had in the queer community. I say this with pride because she's one of the people that can be accessible, you know? She's very accessible. Mm. You can't say
she
that...
She even knows our darkest secrets.
You can't say you need to find Dulcie through three other people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dulcie has been one of the people that has been in the community and is accessible through advertisement of Queer Way, health.
Quad care.
Yes. And queer wellness.
Yeah.
Queer well.
Yes.
Not queer wellness.
Queer well.
So these are institutions that I feel has been so. That they have contributed so much into the community because, let me start with Quad Care. What does Quad Care do?
Okay, I think I love the fact that you mentioned what I'm accessible.
Yeah.
So because
up until you gave me to the other doctor, whom I love, Doctor Tumi.
Yeah,
love you.
Robert, so like accessibility has always been my thing because I really believe Hore access is the equalizer.
I'm sorry, guys, we have to cut.
They want money to pay. Oh, you guys want money to pay. No, we're not cutting anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll cool.
Oh, so we can continue.
We can
so
continue. Listen, we are giving this. Wait. So you want money to pay for food, right?
Yes.
So you need to go to my... Where's my purse?
The fact that this is a podcast...
It's there. The blue one. go, use the black card, not the...
Hey, Chineke.
But now they're signaling me.
They're signaling you.
Yeah, and
no, but the moment that Dr. Downsy.
He won't, because he's looking at me.
Yeah,
there's a purse, they didn't find it. Okay, just tap. It's gonna go through. The black one, yeah.
Thank you.
And I see a Katilimnyama is the real black one.
Yeah, no, you need to. All right.
Okay, so come back.
Boya.
Sorry, guys, that was just an ad break, but we're still here, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So yes,
Tabanza Access, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please, man.
Drink water. You drink coffee, that's why.
Yeah, it's okay. Do as you please. Majority rule. La hata la lacha. Okay, it's fine.
Right.
Okay.
So, yes, access. Can we talk about access?
Okay. Accessibility, but yeah. You're starting it from there. Wabo. But that's how I edit. Yeah?
Cash, not card.
I did cash.
So, transfer or like there needs to be a solution to this.
Remember when we were recording with Tula, the same signaling took I think.
Notice it late, but Jota Tulan fix your mic, but she couldn't get it until we finished recording. Are you serious? You remember you kept on signaling her the mic, even I kneeled there. I can't come around. It was Ubon.
I gave up at the end of it.
I didn't know it was cash.
There must be an option, but like a machine or something.
Anyway. So let's
No, we will continue dancing
from.
But you guys are going to use certain moments, ne, of this.
I don't know. You choose.
No, definitely. I want this in.
Yeah,
everything is recording.
Yeah.
I've seen how they cut episode for MG with a lot of editing, but I jump in.
So, what about the editing? What about Bono?
I'm going to speak to the editor. You do anything for viewership. But
it's not even about viewership. It's just a matter of it needs to be organic, like,
and authentic.
Because the podcast
is. Yes, as a TV.
People must relate.
196.
Okay. Oh, Eric, it's a song.
No, go
to clip up your
piercing.
Yeah. We'll try to go.
Get it clip up to that. Maybe my feeling is on. As long as we touch it, it's well.
Okay, network here is really bad.
Is there Wi-Fi? Yes. Mashabela. Babies and? All
small letters. Creatives. And then what's?
TM1.
T-S?
H.
I?
Yeah. TM1.
A-M-O? Small letters, right? THS, ne?
TSH.
TSH.
IAMO. It's a TM again.
Yeah.
Connected. Thank you so much. You're number, driver, guys. So shoot and woo.
Amanda! We're not a lesbian or corrupt.
Where is the guy? Where do you get it?
You're getting the number, man.
Welungelwa.
Ulungelwa. I'm lesbian, any problem.
Okay.
That song, guys, touched me as well.
Care for you.
Don't we have something about Tuesday or something?
So, I want to hear this song.
So, I haven't heard the track. I still want to hear the track.
Hey, Mara.
Huh? Men are trash.
You are not Irla.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Batuga.
Batuga.
I hope I'm not breaking.
Yeah, he's throwing it. When I heard it on Saturday, I was like, on Friday, actually. Sorry?
He's talented.
It's a dope song. I was still saying,
but it's not gonna be a famous song. It's not gonna be huge. Do you think it's gonna be a huge song?
Okay. It's gonna be huge, but not on radio.
Oh yeah, modi socially.
Modi socially.
Like and like maybe I have Spotify.
Spotify. Because it's actually like it is a dope beat even.
Mm, okay.
My stepfather is a devil.
All right.
Okay, man.
Are we good, Aya?
Oh.
Yo.
I'm just gonna blackmail.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not going from. We're starting from
second access. Take access. Dalcy's access.
Okay. Continuation. Yeah, so we are done buying food.
For
the sake of the podcast.
For the sake of the podcast.
People need to eat.
He's just standing there. Like, okay. All right. Dr. Dalcy. Yes. A round of applause again, please.
So Amanda, you spoke about access,
yes.
Which is something that I strongly believe in, horiki equalizer, you know, especially for us as the queer community. Once you give people access to things, you know, then they can be the best versions, you know, of themselves. Understand? So, like, that's what drove the founding of Quad Care.
Okay.
So Quad Care as a health facility, a facility that provides access to healthcare.
Mm.
So Quad stands for quality, accessibility, and dignity, you know, which is how I feel what a healthcare should be provided.
Because I've come to, I usually, when I come for my blood test and when I check like weight in Tonton, I go to the one
in
There was one in Park Station.
Oh, yes. We used to be Eco Park Station.
Then you moved to Fox.
Yeah, we moved to Fox and Bramfontein. Because the Park Station one was huge. Mm-hmm. So, like, we couldn't just move to one place. Well, that's why we did. To cover, like, the students, like, especially the students, Gamo, Bramfontein area, mm-hmm. and Fox Street for the guys that work in town, you know, that go through Bo Park Station and Bo Brie and those taxi rings.
Oh, okay.
So you are big, Dalsima.
Yeah, you know, actually, yeah, let's own this, ne? We are big.
One thing that I love about you is that also the way you just so chilled.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's passionate about something, it's like when somebody says, oh my God, you're so talented. It's like, you're like, I didn't choose, but it's just me.
Yeah, yeah. No, seriously.
So how many branches do you have?
We currently have 10 branches.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to grow, you know, because for now, like, you know, the issue of access, when we started the company, it was about access for poor people in South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, we know, Hore, like about maybe 10-15% at the most people in South Africa have medical aid. So meaning 85% of people have to take money out of their pockets.
Kopa, we pay so because when I started with you, I didn't have medical aid.
Yeah.
Now I do have.
Oh, even, yeah. Yes. So like, you know, for like to take money out of pocket for healthcare, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Now for poor, so now, but when you go into that those poor communities, yes. you see, Hore, there's also a queer community. Along yes. with issue access is even a bigger problem because it's not about money anymore. It's also about the attitudes, you know, that the providers when people go and try and access healthcare.
Sure.
You know, you have cases like you know, like your men sleeping with men who would have like an illness, but whatever the way batlo mo ridiculang go clinic, they end up not going.
Yeah.
And then moto adule ka infection, you know.
I like that most of your branches, they always have LGBTI visibility. Was that deliberate?
It is deliberate. Like, you know, the gay flag, you mm-hmm. know. So every clinic has a gay flag at the corner because every queer person that walks past, flag a YZ, you know, then they will know that this is a safe space.
Yeah.
I can go into this space, even if Kenali flu or whatever,
yes.
but I will be welcomed with love. If I'm a trans person, I will be addressed in the right way.
Mm.
You know, they're not just going to look at me and assume who is Mr. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and those little things count. You know, like, I just think generally South Africa is not a safe space
mm-hmm.
for queer people. You know, so when you are a safe space, you need to make it visible where you are a queer space, a safe space for queer people.
I love what you just said because I only realize that we're not safe every time when I'm outside Gauteng or when I'm with Gauteng, when I'm outside Johannesburg, then I realize I'm like,
yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah,
because,
like,
you can be assaulted.
Yeah, you know,
people can just insult you, you know, for nothing, for just being in that space. We know how many people we've lost, you know, because they went out to like a drinking place or just a hangout place, and then next thing Mutu is being attacked and killed.
Attacked because people hate themselves that much.
Exactly.
So we can safely say that we are still striving for safe spaces within the
strong
queer community, also outside queer community.
Yeah.
Just the virtue of being human to say, you know, I remember Kunentomazana being jelukuti, we are sabu kuhamba epri.
Yeah.
You know, because of the trauma, you know, when they can tell you what to wear or what not to wear. So we need safe spaces in general as human, because being gay, guys, honestly speaking, it's something that it should stop being about homophobia. Mm.
I've always said when I send that someone's homophobic, I'm like, where does it come from? And in most cases, it's not because you did something to them.
Mm.
It's because they're uncomfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
And therefore, I will make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
You know, it's not because we'll figure out, hey, I love you. Hey, let's go and do something. No.
Yeah.
It's just them.
Just you embracing yourself and being happy with yourself, it will offend someone
to a point where you'll get a guy who's like, imagine my baby fucking do now. And then you're just like,
oh,
why would you think about that? Because when you have when you're having sex with a woman, don't say, so we are fucking you. Like, why do you look at people and make it about you?
Yeah.
Because for me, that's the biggest thing. It's not about you.
So it's internalized self-hate.
Exactly.
It's internalized self-denial of freedom. Hence, you are pushing everybody away. You're asking questions that can make other people comfortable, because you always say this, hurt people hurt other people.
Listen, I've hurt a lot of people when I was extremely hurt in my life, and I've seen Guti, you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
So if all you have is hurt, and then speak about being hurt, like mental health in the queer community.
Yes. That's another
doctor. Like yes, for me, it's
a big one. That's another initiative, you know, that I'm involved in. It's an NPO that we founded end of 2019.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called Queer Well.
Yeah.
You know, because it's about mental health for the queer community.
Shout out, Queer Well.
Thank you.
Queer Well. So,
yeah, what's up? Because, in the head.
Yeah.
We are queer, we are here. Yeah. You know, because I think a lot of queer people face many difficulties, you know, starting from home. Sometimes you can be discriminated by your own family and not receive love as a child. As a child going through school, there's bullying. Bullying can be by teachers, can be by other students, you know, making it difficult for you, you know, to go to school. And then you grow up in varsity, the same thing is happening. You know, you meet people from other communities who are also homophobic and hateful.
The struggle never ends. Even after varsity, you go to college.
You are always, you're always coming out.
You are the gay intern.
In all the spaces that you go into, you are coming out, you know. And then there's workplaces, you know, that are supposed to be safe spaces. But they are also, like, you know, discriminatory spaces, you know. Like, you get where people's progress in the marketplace or in the job place is restricted by the fact that you are gay and out, or you are trans. You cannot get the promotions you deserve. You go for an interview, you know, like those things contribute to
Amanda
depression.
Even said, like, we were 2 times harder.
Yeah.
It's a room.
Because depression, anxiety, substance abuse, suicide, it's very high in the queer community because of all these factors.
Yes.
And I also think these companies also, they show us fake love as the queer people.
Yeah.
Because Pride Month, there's the logo with...
And I think when we talk of companies, we must also talk of government.
Yes.
Because for me, government is a company as well.
Yeah.
and that's what they do, right? That's what they do when there's like Pride Month. Then you get invited to all these places to talk about, like, you know, be a speaker.
Especially
like,
you, doctor.
And then you feel like, okay, maybe things will improve because we spoke to minister of this and this and that and and things will improve. But then no, after that month, all the flags go down. And people go back to their normal behavior of being, like, you know, people cannot go to police stations, for instance, when there's been assault or abuse or like, you know, like all those cases that people have easy access to report just because they are queer.
So Dalcy, now that you are saying in your companies, you have managed to sensitize your staff to say, guys, asking for a pronoun is important, all those protocols of having to deal with queer people. Do you think that the government is missing a gap of sensitizing whoever is giving services to everyone? Because there was a time where there was a bill in Home Affairs, officials would choose not to marry gay couples.
Yes.
Yeah. And now that bill has been signed to say, you are at work. Whether there's a gay couple that is going to come here, it's not your place.
Yeah,
it's
your personal shift. Preferences have nothing to do with what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, trans people, when they go to Home Affairs to get their IDs corrected, you know? And then you are met with someone who's transphobic, homophobic, and then they refuse to assist you. So, it cannot be okay.
So how can we close that gap? Or what would you say to government? Or how can you advise them to actually close that gap? Because it's civil servants, guys. These are the most important people that were supposed to be at the center of sensitization of queer issues.
Yeah. I think number one, maybe it starts with induction. How do they induct people coming into that workplace? I get it, you teach them all the things, you know, that they're supposed to know about the workplace. Mm-hmm. One of the things must be a non-discriminatory policy, which must be enforced. Mm. And there must be punishment, you know, if people, like, break the law. The same way that you can be punished for being racist, you need to be punished, you know, for being homophobic. When we talk of ratings of businesses, the same way we do BEE ratings, we must do, like, you know, I don't know what we're going to call them, QEE. There must be QEE. People need to know that workplace is safe for me. And if it's not, people also need to know, Hore, that bank is not safe, you know, a safe space for queer people, so that the community can choose whether to support that business or not.
We are a market, Dalcy.
And a very powerful market.
We are a very strong market that doesn't support each other, though.
That's my biggest thing.
That's that we are so good at taking away from each other than supporting each other. The cancel culture, the queer community will cancel you. I mean, when you look at the likes of DaBaby, the rapper, who was extremely, you know, discriminatory, like to the whole queer world and to also to women as well, you know. And he lost so much money, so much, people stopped listening to him. And as much as Lil Nas got exposure, if that had to happen with so many artists, we could be so far.
Because I always say that the very same community, Dalsy and Bougie, that we have dedicated our lives directly and indirectly so far, can still turn against you, because there's no grace in the LGBTI. There's no such
hurt
thing.
Hurt people, hurt other people.
Yeah, there's no grace. And it's not going to deter us, though, from continuing to push for policies such as the discriminatory police, of which it would bring me back to what we normally used to talk about in the corridors, Siore. But by the NGO, the NPO, bari kolota, and bari jelanako. And I will emphasize it every opportunity that I get, that, guys, you cannot be the liberator. Insisting, fighting for the LGBTI of South Africa to be recognized. And now that is recognized, you still want to govern. You need to choose. You were there when you were fighting for us to be legalized. Okay, let's give others a chance. Maybe your policies are not going to be as progressive as the younger ones. Because these younger ones know. You see, it's a discriminatory police. It will not be pioneered by someone. It has to be someone that has a vision to say, okay, now I'm not close to the grave. You are close to the grave. So can you take this thing and make sure that it happens in our continent? We have a long way to go.
Yeah. What's that, what happens? Like, I think if you look at the role of NGOs, Boma, 20 years ago, they were about feeding people. Like, you know, people who just sit back and they come into your community and say, hey, like, we have this foundation. Like, people need soup and bread. And, you know, they give them soup and they walk away. Now the needs of young people are different.
They've changed.
You know, so if then it means the mandate of these NGOs must also change. You know, they must be about how do we empower people to empower themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because, and then these NGOs must also maybe be held to some level of accountability, you know, to say, how many people have you impacted positively in the last year of your existence and in what way? You know, not just photos of events there and there, and then you think you are doing the community some justice. Yes. You are not. You are actually killing those communities that you're acting like you are helping.
My growth, right, as an entertainer, as a professional, started from Love Life, Y Center and Orange Farm. And I remember very well, it was never about the food.
Yeah.
It was never about a Rototla soup kitchen. The knowledge that we got there, and everyone that I know who was there with me, they're doing so well for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they're all employed, they're not employed, they're doing their own businesses, they're pushing. And there was a time I was called to Rototla soup kitchen. I'm even spitting. Rototla soup kitchen, and I was like, and then after Boroto, what's going to happen? Because you're dealing with young people that have so greater needs. Like, you are never fit like a soup.
Especially like Baba Di Shelter, you know? Like, you provide shelter for people to stay there. What are they doing, like, in that year to make sure next year they don't need shelter? You need to be empowering them to be able to exit the shelter so that next people can come in.
Yes.
Understand? Don't create dependency. Don't create
I like what you touched on. I liked what you touched on because it's been one of those things that I've been pushing for, to say there's a lot of homelessness in the queer community. It's it's there. It's known.
So I'm going to have a service of Property 24, the data has to move in.
And that problem has never been addressed. No one has taken it upon themselves to say, I am going to aggressively approach this, because there's land grabbers, guys. No one has grabbed land for the LGBTI to say, nakitobula homu mo, mo kitoibula. We don't have those people.
Yeah.
You know, we've got people that are sitting in air-conditioned offices, people that are getting T-shirts, printed government logos for them to be the people that are pioneering LGBTI, of which is a lie. Ratifura. Ratifura, we are not going anywhere. It's just people that are self-seeking.
People who've become millionaires out of the doing good. Like,
okay,
you know, branding.
I've got a challenge for whoever that's watching this, if we are talking about a rich LGBTI people, just think of one famous person that you know in your mind and look at their net worth. And then you'll tell me if what we are saying here, it's just us sounding like a broken record or we are crying for help.
Don't forget, we fake rich easily.
But that one individual that I'm actually pushing people to check the net worth, it's a 26-year-old that is filthy rich on what? At 26, you are a multimillionaire.
Are they running an organization?
Baba, they must Google. I guess I'm giving you a task.
Oh, no. I want to see this one. I love it. Yeah. They're 26. They've got an NGO.
And you.
And they're making money with the whole queer culture, but we don't see the results.
We don't see the. And even if we do see the results, ne, I feel like you can be more.
Why
impactful.
Can't we name and shame?
I don't have enough lawyers.
Like equality.
I don't have enough lawyers.
The president's net worth and they're 26 years old and they are running an NGO.
So you will take it from there because even the Somizi was trying to speak on this to say, okay, we are listed as elite gays. But honestly speaking, the people that are giving us the fans is the very same LGBTI famous people.
Exactly.
The proximity to the president, like it's rotten. It's rotten. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be changed. And we can't now be scared of saying, guys, there's a problem. We have a problem. Yes, I've got friends that run and your Dulce. If Kausa and Dulce
is. Now I've benefited from Dulce. Like, remember when I had a spine problem?
Yeah.
So I couldn't drive.
Yeah. But not with the NPO though. The NPO is not making money.
No, but remember when I couldn't drive, when I came to you? Yeah. The thing is, I'm going to make you so personal because I don't think I've thanked you enough for all that you've done for me and for the queer community. I literally couldn't drive. I was in tears. Mm. And then I had a spine problem and not knowing what it, some of it is caused by stress, caused by, then I went to Dulce, I got them just like, I can't drive. I am in a mess. Mm. And you saved me.
Yeah.
But I wanted to touch very importantly on mental health. I feel like we didn't really go deep into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the work that we do, like, you know, because I've highlighted what the issues are. Mm-hmm. But now when it comes to issues of access, it's because of funds, you know. Most of the time, like, you know, therapy fees are like 900 rands an hour. Mm. You know, a lot of people cannot afford that.
Yeah.
You know, but now I've always felt the bigger barrier to accessing healthcare is the provider attitudes. You know, so you go to a psychologist who is homophobic, you know, and you're going with your issues and then they treat you with discrimination instead of, you know, understanding your issues. So as an organization, we make it a point to try and raise funds, you know, so that we can pay therapists, you know, to assist people. But at the, like, secondly, from our pool of psychologists, we sensitize them. Mm-hmm. We make sure that they are either queer themselves or they are queer sensitized, you know, so they understand everything about the queer community, including especially like the issue of pronouns, you know, the difference between sex, gender and sexuality and understanding how that plays out, understanding the issues that people in our community are facing and being sensitive when addressing, you know, those issues. Mm. So since we started in like December 2019, so far we have assisted more than 1,200 people. You know,
that's how I feel like. Well done.
Don't forget to say mahal.
Mahal. Yes, these are people who've accessed.
I also need therapy.
You know, these are people who've accessed, you know, therapy for free. You know, they like.
What's the process though? Is there like a process?
Yeah.
For you?
Okay. So, like, we have a website, you know, www.queerwell.org. You know, we have a Facebook page, Queerwell. We have a WhatsApp line as well. So people like inbox us and contact us directly, you know, to speak to a therapist. And then they like all the consultations are online, you know, so they can do like either like a call or like a video consult, you know, using the existing, you know, models. Because of COVID, we don't have physical, you know, sessions. You know, so people are able to go to get their 3-4 sessions, you know, with a therapist until they exit, you know, the system, and like the therapist feels like they are now fine. They can always come back, you know, when they are not well. Mm-hmm. We also host like every 2 weeks, like just education sessions. So we'll choose a topic. It will be online on Zoom, and people can come in, like topics from
self. Can you please add us? I think we need to be part of that.
Yeah, no, I'll add you, because I think we have a safe space that's going to be physical end of this month. I'll send you guys the details.
Okay.
You know, so that like you can come through and just see the work that we do. You know, just educate, because sometimes also it's just lack of knowledge when it comes to mental health issues, especially in our black communities. But sometimes, you know, when when they have mental health issues, you know, so we deal with anxiety, depression. We do meditation sessions. We talk about self-love. We talk about everything, with intimate partner violence. You know, we talk about all those issues like in these sessions, and they are safe spaces. People are able to come in and talk about, you know, everything. Because sometimes you just need people around you to talk, you know, to talk to when you're having difficulties.
So, would you say you guys are looking into opening a branch later?
You know, God willing, if we get funding, you know, because currently we're depending on people's donations, you know, or money out of our own pockets. So we have a donation tab on our website. Okay. Sometimes we like ask people, like, you know, recently, like, can I name the company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So recently, Vodacom gave us 50,000 rand.
Oh, that's lovely.
To help. So we're able to pay for more sessions, you know, with those donations that people are sending through to us.
No, that's good.
That's good.
You guys are doing a good job. And thank you so much. I've benefited also from Queer Well. I've joined a session on a Wednesday. We were talking about family and things like that. But it's helpful sessions.
Yeah.
There's another session that I joined not so long ago on Twitter. It's hosted by, he calls himself the gay superhero. We were talking about, you know, healthiness in terms of whether you're HIV positive or you're negative and how we treat each other. And I said to them, my biggest thing is that we weaponize things that we know about each other.
Yeah.
Do you understand? We don't use that to say, actually, how do I help? But instead, I will weaponize. If I know Huri, Dalsi, Natsuriki, STI, Ningning.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the worst thing that we keep on doing with everyone's situation in a queer community. We consistently have this thing of just breaking one another.
No, we need to change that narrative, you know, and I think it starts with us.
Yeah.
You know, we just like just choosing to talk differently. You know, like now personally I make it my life's mission to know what everyone is doing. You know what I mean? So that if you are in the food business, I will ask you, where do you buy your pasta, for instance? Because I know Guti Ubanbani, you know, Mukhele. Hello, Mukhele. Because I know Mukhele. Yeah, I know Mukhele, like, makes pasta. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and I know, Hore, if you have a relationship, Lena, you're able to, like, discuss, like, you know, better, just better deals, you know, and it will enhance your business and enhance his business. You know what I mean? So we just need to change that narrative, Yahore, we are each other's enemies. We need to, like, even if it's just the three of us starting, you know, to be like those ones that talk positive about other members. It just, I think we will just continually influence each other in the right way.
Yes, and love each other. Speaking of love, I'm going to go straight to you.
Yes.
How do you find the balance? Because you have a hectic profession.
Yes.
And at the same time, you are the most bubbliest person when I meet you in all the social places.
Yeah.
How do you find the balance? Winka kai. Because, you know, when it's like, you're just like, you know, the other time I was looking at you, I'm like, how does she do it?
Yeah. No, what's that? Like when it comes to just planning my time, you know, I'm quite meticulous. You know, I plan it to the T. So on Sunday, I will like write down my program for the week. Yeah, this is what I need to achieve by Friday. This is what I need to have done. you know, by Friday. So every time I do something, I just tick off, you know, like, you know, from that list. And then I'm happy on Friday that I can see what I've done, everything. Then the weekend is for me and my woman. Yes. You know?
Yes.
So,
you guys got engaged,
yes,
right?
Yes,
congrats! Please.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Congratulations. But you know, so... So just make sure... For me, I try and make sure as much as I can to like dedicate the weekend as like to family time and doing things that are just enjoyable and social, fun. Mm. You know, like yeah. I told you the other day that I DJ as well. So
she's now a DJ.
She has been a DJ.
Where have you been?
Yeah, she's been
just
a DJ.
It's only now that I'm like really doing it and going out.
And you know what I like about being a DJ, right? Just to the things that people think that is such a restricted area. Mm. I'm like, if you know good music, if you can do it, do it. Nobody says you can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I remember also studying as a DJ, because we both soul and R&B.
Yes.
And someone was like, yeah, but they won't hire you because you're gay. I'm just like, watch me.
Yeah. No.
So the one thing that I like about you, Dals, is that even this DJing thing, you can do it for free.
Yeah.
The way you love it.
No,
like, I love
music.
I know.
You know, and I...
For free, Dals.
Yeah.
We're not doctor. I've not doctor. Sorry.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yay, rates do apply. I'm going to make up your tura, outfit your tura, be weary.
It's something that I really love doing. Mm. If you want to pay for it, please do pay me. Yeah, but you know, because I like, and what the thing about me is, like, you know, the reason I started fully doing, like, I was doing it for fun, like I would just do it at the friends party or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now to go into like spaces that are public spaces and playing, it's because I realized a lot of the music that I love, I don't hear in the clubs.
That's a gap.
You are like me. That's when I was like, yeah, man.
But I know people love it.
Yeah. Yes, but it's like, just not me.
Why is this guy playing hip-hop and not playing this song?
I'll tell you hip-hop and then just like, but there's that song.
Yeah. Because so those are the people that I play for.
Hence why I think DJing right now is going to go to the next level, because you need to be so good in music.
Yeah.
It's not about you just playing the next song or mixing songs.
And the skills of
song selection.
Have you ever like a DJ... and then you're just sitting on Shazam and just like Shazamming.
Yeah.
Because that person, you don't know the song, but just like, that sounds so good.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I'm not into DJ, but I just think song selection. I'm a groovist, so I know song selection.
Song selection is
You want to sing along, you want to dance, you want to like remember like something.
Something.
You know?
Even with artists, like when they, because right now I'm thinking I'm a piano, one thing that I've always said is like, if there's one that's going to make you stand out in terms of any genre, the uniqueness that you need to have and the texture of the voice. Because I feel like I'm like, and then
I'm
just like, listen, if that's your vibe, I'm not going to subscribe to that.
Yeah.
If that's what you're going to jam to, no.
Yeah.
He is a producer, by the way, and it's quite a dope song. I was just like, you know what, this makes sense, because it's not like someone who just produced a song for the sake of.
Yeah.
About, it's a well thought.
You know, people don't think he...
But I think that's what COVID did, ne? COVID made us all slow down and listen.
Yeah. Mm.
Why people now are starting to appreciate authenticity.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, people are appreciating realness more than anything before, because people are now relaxed. Mm. We're not running fast anymore. So this is the time for people who make good music to put their music out there, for people who, like, you know, wanna go into spaces that people didn't think, you know, like they could go into. Just be brave and go after what you love doing. Let me tell you about another thing that I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm studying something, and I really feel like it's going to positively impact, you know, South Africa.
Okay.
Like,
you know,
because what I want to do now is focus on small businesses in the township, né? But small businesses with a heart.
Okay. Yeah,
but so that's why when I put the message out, I said, just write me one page about why you started your business. I'm not interested in the numbers yet and all those things. I just want the why, you know, because I think the why, because I believe everyone is a potentially a storyteller, but they don't know, you know. So let's use your businesses to tell stories, you know, about, but now how differently about I want to incubate these businesses by now going to the unemployed graduates and saying, you studied human resource. I'm going to create a consultant out of you. I need you are unemployed. But this is in your hood, not the town. You're not going to go into
yourself. Because we always think that money is outside.
I want you to go sporting.
As a teacher, you make more money in the townships than these big clubs.
I want you to go into sport saga Mom Sophie.
Yes.
And look at the human resource issues there and how to create, like, you know, a culture. I want you to come with your sales and marketing degree.
You deserve a poo-poo-poo-poo, please.
And sit and assess, how do you market a business like a Mom Sophie? You know, and like, where now with your accounting, create a management account.
Yeah,
and also you must understand, what it's not about you getting 100,000 rands a month. It's like 500,
but now
2000,
you're thinking, like also as an unemployed graduate, your thinking starts changing. You realize, Wuti, I could be a consultant for township businesses.
Yeah.
Got this thing that I've studied. I don't need a job per se. And but even if you do need a job, your CV starts looking better.
Yeah.
You are saying, I went into this business that was informal and this is what I've done. That's on my CV. And if ufunukuya kwamlungu ke, then you become more attractive to Mlungu.
Yes.
So you know. So kahle you have pioneered many projects.
I'm just trying, like, that's why I'm saying, Wuti, I mean, animal of access.
Access.
Hence, let's give young black people access. Zoba born.
Listen.
Hence, even with the business, the queer businesses now, the hub that you have created to say, okay, if you own a business, here's a market, come showcase your business, come sell whatever that you're selling to us. We are creating a space for you to come to
that. We do the queer market now.
So
the queer market, we are joining in, because this is what we had a plan for as well. Please can we please join in?
Please,
I strongly believe in queer businesses and how professional and how extra we go.
And we do amazing things, you know, but we don't get that space for the businesses to be exposed.
Yeah.
You know.
For me, it goes back to us loving one another.
Yeah.
And understanding.
And we are enough of a market to make sure these businesses work.
Pink money.
It's a lot. And that's why we told you, even to once we have created all these hubs and all these avenues, it's important for us to understand that before you can go to a place and demand a safe space, you should be a safe space.
When are yourself?
Yourself.
We should be safe spaces. We should be safe spaces for one another. I need to know, I can go to Amanda and say, bro, I need to talk.
And
I'm not okay.
Yeah. I'm not okay.
You know, because in Dwangi Notisile, yes, we have these facilities, we have these projects, but it starts becoming, there's hostility around it because people are not safe with each other. So,
And then next thing, famous.
So once you are a safe space, you are giving people that are people like Dals that are pushing for these projects to happen to do it freely, because we are not worried about who's gonna move who. We are not worried about hostility, who's gonna sabotage who, because you yourself, you are coming there to contribute. So if all of us can see avenues as something that we can share spaces in and just have harmonious exchange with each other.
And those that have made it must feel like, must come and must mentor, like Indwana, like they must mentor the
Get off
people.
The high horses.
Yeah, like, hold my hand.
I struggle with
like,
mentoring young people, because sometimes because I've been so harsh to myself. So when certain things, I'm also harsh to my younger brother. No, and so when I'm trying to find a space whereby I know how to deliver, as much as I'm a well-trained facilitator, qualified facilitator, but I sometimes, you know, I'll sit there and I'll roll my eyes. I'm like, be patient, because I've been so harsh towards myself for me to get ahead. And now I'm still learning how to go back and be like, okay, fine, let's do this. Because learning comes with a lot of mistakes. Being a teacher, you need to accept omong vele utloba domkop at some point and help them through the process of being out of being the domkop.
No, we need to help. We need to hold each other's hands.
We are
like we know things, but we don't know everything, right?
Yeah.
And by teaching, you also learn. Because when you start teaching people, they give you other challenges that you had never thought about, you know, and then you start thinking differently. So the learning is continuous, you know. That is why Mina always say to, like, people who want to start, like, the initiative is called Start Something.
Okay.
You know, like for the people who want to start something, they always think, no, I need to read this and learn this, and then I can start. No, you need to actually start.
Yeah.
And then you learn.
Yeah.
With
you
that
learn.
Being said,
I think,
Dr. Dalcy, I love you so much.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to have you back.
Yeah.
She's a regular now. What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Queer Way of Life with me, Bujibikwa, alongside Amanda.